That's a track called Dr. Jazz from the late, great Ellis Marsalis. And that's what we call walk-up music to our guest this morning as we check in with what's happening in the community. John Reed is Development Director for the Center for African American Health, and he's staying at home this morning. Hey, good morning, John Reed. How are you today?
I'm pretty well, Steve, and yourself, and thank you so much for hosting me this morning.
We're glad to have you on, primarily because of the important work that the Center for African American Health does. You walk around, I'm pretty sure, with an elevator speech. What does the Center for African American Health do here in Denver, Colorado?
We do multiple things that support the African American community in accessing health care as well as education resources around chronic disease. We have specific programs that work with young families and single moms to help them transition to education as well as to provide services to them and programs that help them be better parents to their young children. We focus on older African American seniors as well, making sure that they have access to programs and services in the greater community and do not isolate. They also have access to health care, you know, given the conditions that they're in.
You're so right. Particularly in the African American community, there are challenges to getting the kind of health care. You have to stay on top of your health, really, to maintain your health. It requires visits. It requires knowledge. You do so much in the way of education, and you do fairs. Well, we're a little limited in the way of outdoor events and physical outreach. So, man, you've got to, like all of us, figure out how can we connect with our clients and make sure they're getting the health care they need.
Yeah, we're constantly updating our website, and during this trying time with the pandemic, we're making sure that although our staff are working from home, that we're completely accessible to our clients via email and via phone. If people leave a message and reach out to a particular staff member, and all those staff members and their contacts are located on our website under staff, we promise you we'll reach out to you within a short period of time, and we'll try to help direct you to where you can get the care and services and support that you need.
John Reed,
and we've been around for 23 years.
Yeah, track record for sure. John Reed is with the Center for African American Health. Their website, caahealth.org. John, the Center for African American Health is involved in helping folks remember to respond to the census. This is all about resources, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really all about resources. Billions of dollars are directed to critical programs on a national level and flow through this state, everything from medical assistance program to Medicare to supplemental nutrition programs, WIC, Section 8, school breakfast programs, and other related programs to child care and unemployment insurance. And it is critically important that each and every one of us do our part and, you know, go online, go on your phone, complete that census, you know, and given the next election cycle, you know, and the growth in the Denver metro area, it's conceivable that we'll have congressional districts added. So, you know, our count matters. It particularly matters in the African-American community and the communities of color, which has been historically underrepresented and undersupported.
Well, John, some of that is because of the historic mistrust of the government as a whole. But the census is under pretty tight rules as to how they use that information. As you sent me some information, there's an oath involved. The census is sort of firewalled away from the other parts of government. So getting counted is not supposed to come back and hurt us in any way.
No, it's actually pretty safe. It's simple. You know, if you're having difficulty figuring out the the app and how to do it online, please give us a call at the center, and we could support you individually in doing that. We don't have to be face-to-face. Again, it is important to do for financial reasons and for, you know, political reasons, but it's safe and it's easy. You know, more than $775 billion are distributed each year by the U.S. government using census data. And we want to make sure that our communities and our programs get counted and get apportioned dollars that help support the programs in our community that need those resources.
The website is 2020census.gov. Here's the phone number, 303-355-3423, the Center for African American Health. John Reed is with us. I'm going to let you get personal with me. I got my census form in the mail about 2 weeks ago. About 3 days ago, I got this blue postcard that said, "Hey, you, come on, fill that thing out and send it in." John, what am I supposed to do with this, man?
Go online. You know, they've actually extended till May when they're going to do the door-to-door stuff, probably when it's a little more safer for people to, you know, to be within an approximate distance of people and to get that paperwork done safely.
Yeah.
But going online or returning that postcard that you got in the mail, I mean, is equally important and takes just a few minutes to do.
All right, John. I hear you pointing your finger at me. I'm feeling it, all right? John
Reed.
Get
it done, Steve. Please get that done. You know, everyone counts. Everyone matters. It's simple, safe, and it's easy.
John Reed, the Center for African American Health, 2020census.gov, the health center there at caahealth.org. Thanks very much for hanging out with us this morning, John. Be well. Be safe.
You too, and everyone out in the community, be safe, be well, take care of yourself, follow the guidelines given the COVID-19 pandemic, and we wish you and all your family a prosperous, healthy rest of the week. It's Monday.
Yeah.
We can handle it.
We got this far. We can make it happen. John Reed, the Center for African American Health, caahealth.org.